You know, we're all young at heart. That's why we call this the youth message. And also, we take these stories in the Bible and we want to explain them the best that we can in a childlike perspective. Because, you know, as a child of the living God, we're always learning. So I titled my youth message this week, A Mistake. Have you ever made a mistake? And if you did, what do you do? Well, people say when you make a mistake, and what you do when you really have a mistake, how can we do that? Can we say we're sorry? Let's try to set things right. Well, the stories in the Bible give us an awful lot of insight into what we should do when we make a mistake. And this week in Gospel of Luke chapter 10 talks about the story of the Good Samaritan. Now we've heard the Good Samaritan story. The Good Samaritan usually say, oh, that's somebody that done good. Well, the Samaritans were not liked by the Jewish people of the day, so they stayed away from them, you know. So what do you think you should do if you find somebody else that made a mistake? Well, there's no right answers, that's for sure. But suppose you went home after church and you found that somebody had knocked over all the chairs around your kitchen table. What would you do? Well, suppose you saw somebody sitting on a curb, hiding his head, and he was bleeding. What would you do? Yeah, you would call for help, right? That you could try to set things right for that person. Well, when we call a person that helps somebody else, that's what we call the Good Samaritan. That's because Jesus told a story about a man who was from Samaria. Now, that man found an injured person, and he helped him, even though he didn't know him. So whenever we see something that's not right or somebody who needs help, we can often set things right by correcting their mistake or by offering them help, the person and what they need. I think that's an important lesson for every Christian to remember, that we need to help one another. Well, Jesus also talked in Luke's gospel about the most important commandment, which is to love one another. Love one another as you love yourself. Now, that's not easy to do, but Jesus said, well, that's a commandment. We need to do it. But it's an important lesson. Now, there's times when you can find something that you need to help person correct, you know, help somebody. But when somebody refuses to clean up a mess that they made, and then you see somebody else that didn't cause it, clean it up, well, that could be a good Samaritan, right? And the most important thing, when we make a mistake and we ask somebody to help us fix something. Now, in Luke chapter 10, Jesus talked about the good Samaritan. But, I love the buts and the ifs, you know. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion for him and went to him and bound up his wounds. Wow. So, if you see somebody that's in need, you stop and you look around and you try to help them, right? Because we like to think that if we were that situation, we'd want somebody to help us. So if we make mistakes, it's okay, because we call it repentance, meaning we need to turn around and analyze the situation and try to get it fixed. That's what really Jesus came to show us, the way and how we can have life more abundantly. Because he showed us about forgiveness, and the forgiveness that Jesus showed us by dying on the cross to pay the penalty of our sin. Because we're all sinners, and we all make mistakes, but Jesus showed us the way, because on the cross he cried out, oh God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he's asking God to forgive us for all of our mistakes. And then he did something really special, when he gave up the ghost. The veil in the temple was rent in two, meaning that we have direct access to God. So we can go and say, Daddy, I need a mistake and I need some help. And through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, he will help us. But more importantly, Jesus was raised from the grave after 3 days, and he showed everybody that the mistake that Satan made was to try to convince us that our penalty is death, eternal death. But Jesus broke that bondage over sin and death with the resurrection. That's why we like to come and analyze the stories, but more importantly, to know that the Word of God is true, and we can apply the Word of God to all of our situations in life. So we make a mistake, we know, Jesus, help me fix it. And that's all as simple as that. So we are grateful for people of Christ followers or Christians because we help one another like the Good Samaritan. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day.